Scared money don't make money.
You think you're so hot. Put your money where your mouth is.
And that's why you're listening to the 12 Game Parlay Podcast.
It is showtime!
With Gabe Tone and Stone.
Hey.
Pulls up three-pointer. Bang! Bang!
Ante up, boys.
You can! Put it on the board! Yes!
And we're back, just like that, the 12 Game Parlay Podcast. So glad you guys are here to listen. I made a $200 bet yesterday for this Sunday. And if it hits, if it hits,
we all get it.
It pays me $4,000.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Right,
I just want, I'm going to say that, I'm going to say the names of the teams. You just tell me who's going to win. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You too, Stone. All right. Atlanta versus the Giants.
The Giants.
Atlanta.
Tennessee versus Indianapolis.
Tennessee.
Saints versus Patriots.
Patriots.
Saints.
Raiders versus Dolphins.
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
What
they
the
need
heck?
To win.
Stone.
The Dolphins. You know Tua's hurt.
No, I'm playing.
Oh, okay.
You know I'm playing.
And last one.
Here's the thing.
Last one.
Go ahead.
Tampa Bay versus the Rams.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
Okay. Stone.
Tampa Bay.
Stone, if you picked everything I picked, Stone. So if we're right, my $200 turns into $4,000.
Dude, are you serious, bro?
I got Atlanta. I got Atlanta, Tennessee. Yes.
Yep.
You want to know why? Because the Giants suck. And I don't know where everybody thinks that the Giants. You still got Ice, Matty Ice. Let's not forget. The Giants.
We need to be sure of that.
Are trash.
We should double check, right?
All I know is this, Stone. If I win, I'm buying you breakfast next week. And if I win,
and if you lose,
Stone's Tone's going to starve to death because he's not getting none of this money, all right? Let's jump right into it. You guys usually put money on a player prop bet, but here on the 12 Game Parlay Podcast, we do the Chi-Town.
Player.
Prop of the game.
So I want to have some fun with fantasy football this season, guys.
I love it.
All my fantasy football people who have Montgomery and who also want to make a cool little bet, what do you guys think about him going up against the Browns defense this weekend?
It doesn't matter.
Montgomery.
He just ran 100 yards against the best defense in the National Football League in the Los Angeles Rams. So there's nothing you're going to tell me about the Cleveland Caca that's going to make.
So a definite play-in for you if David Montgomery was on your fantasy.
Absolutely, I'm playing David Montgomery. There's no question. All 17 games. Well, 16 because they have to miss one purposely.
Yeah. Oh, so what you got over there?
I have David Montgomery in my flex. And keep in mind, I'm 0-2 going into the season. But I have.
That's because
David
of everybody
Montgomery
else.
In my flex.
That's because of everybody else on your roster.
David Montgomery has played his role.
Your flex is solid.
Yeah, you're right. You know, but David Montgomery, you think about it. Some of the first two games that he's played in, you know, depending those defenses, right? That's pretty deep. But this guy is about to really pick up, and I actually feel like he would have against these Cleveland Browns because, of course, you know they're good up front.
No, that's a perfect little seg. Now, my prop bet was I was going to ask, do you think that he rushes for more than 80 yards against the Browns?
Yeah, I think this game he rushes for more than 80 yards. I also think that he finds the end zone. Let me say this, man. You know, the Cleveland Browns, they're much better than what they were as far as defensively. Now, offensively, I don't know what's going to happen. You got Nick Chubb that's going to do what he's going to do.
Kareem Hunt.
But I feel like, you know, you're missing Jarvis Landry and Odell is not 100%. So I really feel like that my boy, David Montgomery, is going to have 100 yards and a touchdown on Sunday.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about David Montgomery, I mean, obviously he didn't perform the way we wanted him to against the Cincinnati Bengals last week. But if you saw him in game one, he just looked lightning quick.
Yeah.
He looked so quick. He looked better than he has in a very long time. But, you know, here's the thing, and this is the reason why he will go over 80 yards. They fed him the ball 20 times last week. 20 times. So if he gets that much production this week, he's going to go over 80. I'm going to say he's going to have like a 30-yarder somewhere, a couple 10-yarders, and then, you know, some grinded out runs there as well. So, yeah, David Montgomery, Homer Hart, over 80 yards.
I did a little homework.
And Gabe, and here's the thing, not to just talk about his rushing, but you know his receptions. This guy catches the ball out the backfield, and wherever he lines up, he can line up different ways. So he's a dual threat.
He's a poor man's Christian McCaffrey. At least that's what I would like to think. All right, let's go ahead and move on, man. It's time to check the bag. Ding. So there are a ton of games happening around the sports world this weekend, but Tone is going to reach in the bag and only grab four of them.
Only four, and we're going to start it off with the Bucks and the Rams, just as we were talking about earlier. At 3 o'clock in L.A., the Bucks are favored by 1 point. The over-under is 55.5. The money line is plus 102 for the Rams, minus 115 for the Bucks.
I'm going to say it before Stone does. Just give me the team with Tom Brady.
There you go. He learned his lesson.
Okay, I mean, come on. The GOAT is not called the GOAT for nothing. But I'm going to say I believe what Gabe just said, and I'm going to say I'm going with Tampa Bay. Let me tell you the reason why I'm going. Bro, this is going to be a shootout. This is going to be a fantasy. This is going to be a shootout. Matthew Stafford has been resurrected from the dead, and he is amazing.
Ooh. No, he's not.
Yes, yes. I'm going to say this. Him and Cooper Kupp, oh, my God, Jesus. That's all I'm going to say.
We got a Matthew Stafford fan in here.
You know who's throwing more yards per game than Matthew Stafford? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm not a Matthew Stafford fan. Don't get it twisted. I'm not a Matthew Stafford fan. I'm just seeing this guy in the last 2 weeks. But I tell you what, it's going to be a shootout. Tom Brady goes for 5 more touchdowns like he had last week, right? Okay. Matthew Stafford goes for 4 touchdowns. Tampa Bay wins that game.
I mean, listen, he threw 5 touchdowns against Atlanta. You know, so for me, that's, I don't know. I don't have any heart. I actually think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I think you're talking about two really good defenses here. You know, the Tampa Bay defense, second in the league in rushing yards against per game. You know, the Rams are going to try to solidify that run game early and often. But, you know, I think the reality is you got two teams that play really good defense. I'm going to disagree with you. I don't necessarily think Matthew Stafford is an elite quarterback in the NFL. Sure, he did well against the Bears, but you're just going to be if you're looking at the box score, he just had two, you know, really long pass plays that kind of padded those stats. But when he faced a regular team like the Indianapolis Colts, who aren't that good, by the way, Carson Wentz, everybody hates him, and they only won by 3. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think for sure you got to take Tom Brady because the spread is only, what, one and a half. Yeah, so you got to take Tom Brady. And the money line is 115. It's kind of like Bayern Munich when they play Barcelona. Look at me going deep into the soccer field. When you got a good team, like Tampa Bay never gets this good of a money line. They're never minus 115 against anybody. Nope. So the fact that they are, you know what I mean, that to me, that's what makes me want to do that. 86% of the money, guess who it's on?
It's on the Bucks.
Tampa Bay. Yep. Tampa Brady. But who do you think Tony's going to win this one?
I got a roll. I can't doubt the GOAT, man.
Can't doubt the GOAT.
I think
What sound does the GOAT make? That's a sheep, bro.
I don't know what that was. Wow. Don't make that noise again, please.
That's hilarious.
I think it's so funny that like Tom Brady knows that, you know, he lives for these games. He loves it. when guys are just bent against them. He's like, do I really gotta show you guys again?
He's like, who do you guys think is better than me this week? The Rams?
Like,
with Matthew Stafford? No way.
Yeah, so, like, and it's just so funny, man. So, yeah. Like, look, you remember how he was trolling Atlanta last week?
Yeah.
And then he goes in there and throws 5 touchdowns? He's nasty. My God. This guy's unbelievable.
Get that money. Make sure you put them in this perfect parlay. Or just leave them out and let me win those $4,000.
And just like that, we're moving on to game number 2. We're talking about the Packers taking on the 49ers.
Ooh.
Prime time, 7 o'clock in San Francisco on Sunday night. Over-under is 50 points here. The Niners are favored by 3.5 points. Money line here is plus 150 for the Packers, minus 175 for the Niners.
Am I living in 2015 by thinking that the Niners have no chance to beat the Packers right here?
No chance.
No chance.
Wow.
Ooh.
So I am living in 2015.
I think so.
Okay, I am living in 2015.
Let me say, you are. This is not the same San Francisco 49ers, okay?
What's different? They have no running backs. They have a good defense and a mediocre quarterback. What's different?
You call Jimmy Garoppolo mediocre? He hasn't been playing terrible.
Wait a minute. I can't.
Is Jimmy Garoppolo better than Matthew Stafford?
Yes.
Shut up.
I was like, yes.
He's so mediocre. He's middle of the pack, Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's just crazy to compare him to Stafford because Stafford's like mediocre.
That's my point. That's why I use Stafford as a measuring stick.
Yeah, he's past that.
You think he's better than Stafford?
Yeah. I think so.
What? What are we talking about right now? You just said Matthew Stafford was like so great.
I didn't say
the
that.
Rams.
Stone said that.
Oh, maybe I'm hearing different voices.
Here's the thing. No. Wait. I never said he was great.
Jimmy Garoppolo is Jared Goff.
Oh, damn. All
right. Yeah, though, that's who that comparison would be. We've seen it. Listen, if Jimmy Garoppolo was a top-tier quarterback, they wouldn't have drafted Trey Lance. If they thought he was that good, they would have wasted that pick on somebody else. We know what's going on. What do you think, Stone? Who do you think is going to win this game?
I'm actually going with the Green Bay Packers. I don't like them, but Aaron Rodgers had a really good bounce-back game after that horrible performance in Week 1, especially for fantasy. Anybody that had him as your quarterback, he only had, what, 1 point in the first week? But here's the thing. This past week, you know, Aaron shows you why he's still Aaron. They're going to run the ball with Aaron Jones. He's got other weapons out there now that he can kind of – Devontae Adams should have a pretty good bounce back game too, so he's going to be active. And let's not forget also that tight end Tanyan. Now, it's going to be maybe a close game for the simple fact I saw what happened last week with 49ers and Philadelphia. Eagles. Yeah, that was a tough one. Everybody thought that they were going to do a little bit more than what they did, but that was a low-scoring game. But yeah. I also feel like this is going to be a low-scoring game as well. Mm. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be an interesting game. But I got the Packers winning that. But not to say that the 49ers are not lined up. I mean, you still got a really good tight end, Terry Kittle. You've got Tyshawn now, that young rookie guy. Remember, they're banged up when it comes to running backs. But they've got Tyshawn. They have Eli Mitchell. And Elijah Mitchell, let me tell you, is going to have 100 yards rushing on the Green Bay Packers. Ooh. Okay, I'm telling you this right now. So when we come back to it, but I still got the Packers winning that game because Aaron Rodgers, he has a look in his eye. It's that discount double check look, and it's a.
No, you're too much, bro. I gotta disagree with you on this one because I think the Niners, they come out so poised week after week, and I think that they
poised. They gave up 33 points to the Lions,
dude. They
almost lost that game.
They almost lost. Get that out of here. Okay. They won the game, and then when they scored enough points last week, they're like, oh, but they still almost lost 2-0. It doesn't matter, bro. I think against and it's gonna be the same situation. The Packers come in, everybody's down in the Niners. And yeah, I got to roll with Jimmy G, the Niners, and I'm gonna go with the over in this one.
Let me ask you, who's better of these three teams, the Detroit Lions, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, I'm probably gonna go with the Packers.
That's my point. So they struggled against two teams that are below average, right? So when they go up against the behemoth in the Green Bay Packers, a team that knows how to win. You know what I mean? A guy who will make you pay as equally as Tom Brady will. And let me tell you something. Let's not forget, where is Aaron Rodgers from? California, baby. Mm. He's got all of the homies there in the crowd, and he's going to make sure that he reminds the Niners that they shouldn't have passed him up in that first round.
Could be the Bears fan of me not picking Green Bay. All right.
Okay, I can see that. So I'm taking Green Bay. I'm gonna take Green Bay -2.5, which I know is paying probably like +200. And I'm actually going to go with the under. I don't think that this is going to be a high-scoring game.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next one. I think this one's going to be a high-scoring one. Chargers against the Chiefs. 12 o'clock in KC. Ooh. Chiefs are favored by 6.5 points. The over-under is 54.5. The money line is +255 for the Chargers, -305 for the Chiefs.
Oh, wow. I'm agree with you on this one. This is going to be a high scoring game. Justin Herbert's going to go out and he's going to be throwing his ass off. I mean, like I'm not throwing his ass off, but he's going to be throwing, he's going to throw that ball. Mahomes is going to throw that ball. Both of these guys, I mean, look for Mike Williams on the Chargers side to have a really big day. He's already had two big Sundays in a row, and this guy is just on. He is on the mark to doing some really great things. So if you get Mike Williams on your team, especially fantasy, you can throw him in the flex, right? You can throw him in the flex. It's going to bring you some points this week. But getting back to Patrick Mahomes, let me say this, and you guys may disagree with me on this. This is not the same Kansas City team we were used to. Okay, if you look at them in the first 2 weeks, come on, they lose to the Ravens last week. God, the Ravens were so excited. They were excited about that win. Harbaugh and Lamar, you saw how they were having like this love fest. And I was like, oh my God, let each other go. It's one of these things, man, that this is going to be an interesting game before. And believe me, it's going to be a lot of points. But I'm going to go with the Chargers winning this game.
I thought that I was going to shock the world with my prediction, but I too am going with the Chargers. And the under.
And the under.
And the under. And here's what I'm going to tell you why. Listen, I'm going to tell you why. If our natural instincts were correct more often than not, we'd be making a lot more money on this podcast. But the reality is things happen in the opposite direction all the time. And here's a couple stats that I think people are underestimating. Passing yards per game. The Chiefs are third. The Chargers are fourth. That's great, right? But passing yards against per game. The Chargers are fourth in the league, whereas the Kansas City Chiefs are 19th. So, so for me, that goes to show that, you know, we know Justin Herbert can sling the ball, so he's going to get his points. The problem is, are the Kansas City Chiefs going to, right? And they've been struggling, man. I think, you know, Patrick Mahomes, as of late, has been believing in his abilities a little more than he should, right? Instead of just taking the easy throws a lot of times and working his way down the field, he still thinks this is 2 or 3 years ago where he could just throw the ball up in the air and Tyreek Hill is going to score him a touchdown every time he does. And I think that that's hurting them. And let's not forget, these other teams are getting better. Mm-hmm. And so if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and if you're already at the top and all these teams are catching up to you, I'm not saying that like, oh, put the house that the Chargers are going to win. But I'm saying if you were looking for a game to make some really good money on an upset, this could be that game. Or just bet the under because I don't think these teams are going to be scoring a lot of points. You know, the Chargers don't score a lot of points, but they have really good defense. So I think, you know, even if the Chiefs win, it might be like, you know, 24-20 or 27-20. So that's the under, you know what I mean? But I think it's close enough where you never know. The Kansas City Chiefs defense sucks so bad that the Chargers might mess around and win.
Both of you have lost your mind. You picking the Chargers to beat the Chiefs? Oh, no, no.
Why are the Chiefs going to win?
Oh, no, baby. What are you doing?
Why are the Chiefs going to win?
Because they got Patrick Mahomes.
See, that's
it don't matter. Justin Herbert will have his time. He's gonna be in the league for a while. But, I mean, unfortunately for him, so will Patrick Mahomes because they're like only like a year or two apart. The last 2 weeks, Patrick Mahomes, just a quick stat line, 300 yards against the Ravens, 3 touchdowns, he got that one pick. Against the Browns, 300 yards, 3 TDs. Bro, what is he going to do against the Chargers defense? Last game in the bad guys, I saved the best for last. Let's talk about the Bears. Finally, Justin Fields is taking the field against the Browns. I know, sigh relief. Bears-Browns this weekend. Browns are favored by 7 points. Over-under is 45.5. And the money line, this one is plus 270 for Chicago. That's disrespectful. Minus 335 for the Browns.
I'm taking the Bears and the points.
I love that.
Give me plus 7. I'll take that all day. And give me the over. This is going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
Bears' defense has been slipping as of late, and, you know, Cleveland can put up points. And I think the Bears are going to shock the world and put up some points, too. So I can easily see it being, you know, 28-24, 28-21, any both teams in the 20s.
So we're not getting 3 picks again?
No, not 3 picks again. Not this time around. So I'm taking the points and the over. Justin Fields, how's he going to do? I think it's just a coin toss, but I know he's going to be at least middle of the road. So I'm going to say, what do you think? What do you think, Stone? You think the Bears are going to win or you think that we're going to cover? Those are your two options.
Oh, wow. I think they're going to win. They're going to win the game. But I got the Bears and the under. Both of these teams, you know, we saw what the Bears defense can do, right? And my goodness, their new defensive coordinator, this guy, first I was thinking about, like, I don't know if he was the right guy, but let me say this, I think he's good. and I think that the Bears, with the momentum of what happened last week and, you know, those 3 turnovers, those costly turnovers, I just don't think that's going to be, the Bears defense will come to play, but I think that the Browns defense is going to come to play too. Justin Fields, it's just in time, right? I think that he's going to have a good day, but man, not as much. This could be a low scoring game. So I got the
Bears in the under. All right.
You know what's so funny enough? I think the score will be under as well.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pick the Bears.
It's gonna be yeah.
I'm gonna pick the Bears
to win.
Yeah,
we're all gonna pick the Bears. We know
No.
Nah, don't let me convince you.
I can't do it. Okay. All right. I think the Bears will cover. I'm gonna go with cover on this one. So I think I pray we lose by only a touchdown. If we lose, it'll be only by a touchdown.
What
kind of Bears fans
Tone,
are
do you
we?
Under, Tone, do you understand that they without Jarvis Landry, now I know they have other weapons, don't get me wrong, and Odell Beckham, you know, he's going to, I don't know, even if he's 100%, what can he do? But, I mean, the only threat that I see that they can, that is their running game, to be honest with you, is because it's Nick Chubb. He is, oh my God, Nick Chubb is, go back and look at what Nick Chubb has done in the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Against really good, you know, some teams.
We just have good interior linemen, though. You know what I mean? Like, our run defense is really good. And I think that we're going to be able to stop them. I'm going to tell you what the biggest difference in the game is going to be. It's our pressure on Baker Mayfield. Our defensive line is really getting to the quarterback, and Baker Mayfield is error prone. You know, we're fifth in the league in sacks. We already got six, and we're going to get to him. We're going to get to Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield is not Patrick Mahomes. He's going to throw the ball up. He is going to throw one interception this week, and it's a matter of what are we going to do with that turnover. But again, I think it's going to be a good game. I can't wait, man. Hey, and if you're watching the game, don't forget, post game, I'll be on Fox 32. Make sure you watch the kid.
Gotta watch it.
Giving his bad predictions on that that thing as well. All right. All right. Time to wrap up the bag. Make our way to the mystery bet of the day. What we got?
Dude, Wisconsin and Notre Dame going down this Saturday, 11 a.m. Wisconsin's favored by 5.5 points. Talking about football, by the way. Over under is 45 points. The money line on this one is -230 for Wisconsin, +180 for Notre Dame. I'm a big fan of Notre Dame lately, man. Notre Dame's been looking great.
Okay.
They have been.
Stone, what you got, man?
I got Notre Dame, man, the Fighting Irish, bro. Because
it.
I believe, like you said, they've got a lot of energy. They've been looking. I haven't kept up like I should, but when I can catch a few highlights, you know, Wisconsin and Notre Dame, these are two really good teams, but I really think that is this game going to be playing in South Bend?
No, they're actually playing Soldier Field.
They're saying it's going to be the most watched college game in like a decade here in the city.
Yeah,
I'm going to say I'm going to go with Notre Dame as well. But here's the reason: I would prefer to go with the Badgers. But as I'm looking at these statistics, you know, they just lost to Penn State 16-10.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you're not putting up a ton of points there. You beat Eastern Michigan, but who's that? But when you look at who the Fighting Irish have played, Purdue, they put up 27 against them. Toledo, who's okay, they put up 32 against them, and then Florida State, they put up 41 points. So I think the Irish will take this one just because they have more offensive prowess than the Wisconsin Badgers do. And even though they're going to be here, I'm telling you right now, Notre Dame loves playing at Soldier Field, so I'm going to go with
the Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish.
I love that.
I'm going to go with the Fighting Illini. All right.
Come on.
All right. So where's Lovey at? You know he's in the NFL now. He's coaching.
Really? What team?
Yeah, coaching on. I saw him last night
on the sidelines.
The defensive coach for the Houston Texans. Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
We haven't done this in a while, and that's make some money. Whose turn is it today?
I missed last. I think it's Stone.
Stone, tell us your three. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Bears.
Yeah.
I'm just going Bears.
No, come on. Why are you losing this money?
I'm going Bears. This is my
turn. All right, what else? What else you got? What else you got?
All right. Next up, I got the Chargers.
Damn.
I got the Chargers. I got the Chargers.
And what's your last
winning?
One?
And then, Lord, my last one. Are you ready? I've got Notre Dame.
I actually like that one. That's probably the one I'm most confident about.
You got like one. All right. If you bet $100, Stone, you will walk away with $3,758.
Put 30 bucks. Put 10, I mean, so
I'm
it could be 30.
I'm not putting nothing.
Come on.
I'll put $3.33 each.
What does that win you?
That wins us $375.
What?
$10 wins us $375.
$10?
$10 wins us $375.
You got to be kidding. Jesus.
I'm not putting. It's not going to hit, though, guys. You're not going to get three.
Why are you saying that?
Because these are three super heavy underdogs. The odds of all three of them winning are slim to none.
You never know. It's
all right.
Fall season.
Tone, you're responsible for this one. I don't want no part of this one.
Boom.
I don't want to lose no money.
All right.
Sorry.
I'll do it.
Unless you're putting up $3.33 each and making it a $10 bet.
Oh, like literally 10 bucks. Oh, sure. We could put $3. I'll put
That's
10.
What I'm saying.
We could do that. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
No all problem. Right.
Okay, I'm taking Gabe's $3 now. All right.
We're out, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully you enjoy your big NFL Sunday, because remember, you can't get it unless you bet it. For the 12 Game Parlay Podcast and your homies Gabe, Tone, and Stone, we'll see y'all next week.
Hey.